Jackson Brown at number 33, falling three notches this week with Running on Empty. This is Casey Kasem on American Top 40 in Hollywood, and now my special report on the world's first disc jockey, the man who originated the make-believe ballroom, the man who in middle age could not get a job in the industry he helped pioneer. Back in the early 30s, radio stations weren't licensed to play commercial pop records. They used live orchestras or special recordings not by name artists. Well, at one Los Angeles radio station, there was a 20-year-old announcer named Al Jarvis who hounded his boss into letting him play commercial records by the big stars of the day, people like Al Jolson and Bing Crosby. He called his new program the Make-Believe Ballroom, and he opened its doors for the first time in 1932. Never before had commercial popular records been aired regularly on a commercial radio station. And in pop history books, that makes Al Jarvis the world's first disc jockey. But there's more to his story. Jarvis ran the make-believe ballroom for a quarter of a century. And during that time, there were literally hundreds of carbon copies of his show all over the country. Finally, he closed the doors of the ballroom in 1957. His total earnings had reached the millions, but so had his spending. In the 60s, he drifted among several minor stations in the Los Angeles area while he tried to get new shows and projects started. But radio wasn't interested in the world's first DJ anymore. He wound up selling cosmetics and auto accessories. Then, in September 1969, Al Jarvis made one final dramatic plea. He picketed on Sunset Boulevard in front of a popular LA station carrying a sign that said, "There must be a place for me in radio." A few loyal friends picketed along with him, including disc jockeys Joe Yoakam, George Jay, Dick Whittinghill, and Dick Clark. But there was no response. Nobody would hire the world's first disc jockey. 8 months later, Al Jarvis died of a cerebral hemorrhage. For American Top 40 and myself, I salute the man whose imagination started something that's so much a part of our lives today that we just take it for granted. Being able to hear our favorite songs by our favorite artists on the radio. And the countdown continues.